You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
For the first time in 2017, we're talking Cardinals baseball today, Wednesday, the 4th of January, with our Cardinals reporter, Jennifer Langosch. And Jennifer, a pleasure as always. And Jen, I think kind of the big news where the Cardinals are concerned right now doesn't really involve the Cardinals per se, but we just had the Winter Classic, the NHL Winter Classic at Busch Stadium. The Blues defeating the Blackhawks 4-1. So another Chicago-St. Louis rivalry game, this time, though, not the Cubs and Cardinals, but rather on the hockey end of things, the Blues and the Blackhawks. And for you, how much of a front-row seat did you get for the transformation of the stadium from baseball stadium to hockey rink, and how much of a role did the Cardinals themselves have in this entire transformation?
Yeah, this was really a thrill to cover as a baseball writer who never gets to cover hockey, to kind of merge the two worlds together. But I went over to the ballpark middle of December, I believe it was around December 15th, and that's when really that transformation started. The NHL rolled in with more than six or seven tractor trailers full of equipment, a refrigeration unit that is top of the art so that they can create the rink that they did, that can withstand and withhold any sort of weather conditions, which we saw come into play with some rain and mist early on in the game on January 2nd. But, you know, it really took the NHL less than 2 weeks to build this rink, which ran from first base to third base, a very neat design in which they had a guitar kind of running up the middle, which was a nod to the history of the Blues in St. Louis. And then just the buzz that surrounded this event in St. Louis was really neat, the buildup going into it, the alumni game they had a couple days in advance, and then obviously the Winter Classic on January 2nd. But this was really kind of a coming together opportunity for the Cardinals and the Blues, and it wasn't lost on anybody, the symbolism there. It's been almost a year now since the Rams of the NFL left for Los Angeles, and in that time we've seen the Blues and the Cardinals really tried to do a lot together in this community. This was an effort by both organizations to get this Winter Classic to St. Louis, the Blues, thinking that it'd be an opportunity to highlight their fan base here, and the Cardinals seeing it as a chance to display their stadium and bring the two organizations and their rich history together. So a very, very cool event. Sold out crowd, of course, with the St. Louis Blues winning. I think that was a little bit of a cherry on top, and it wasn't lost on folks either that three months to the day that the Cubs and Cardinals will open their season at Busch Stadium, we had another Chicago-St. Louis rivalry game going on at the ballpark.
Yeah, you got to love the symmetry there. And no matter, you know, how many times I watch the Winter Classic on New Year's Day, or in this year's case, the 2nd of January, always, you know, the scenic shot of the stadium and the rink right in the middle of the ballpark, it never ceases to awe me. And I think that a lot of fans would share that same sentiment as well. You know, is at the same time, though, is there ever any concern from a strictly from a grounds crew perspective that, I mean, you know, for a couple of days, a baseball stadium undergoes a complete makeover. Is there any lingering, you know, effects from, you know, when the event's over to getting Busch Stadium back to optimal conditions, you know, in preparation for baseball season? Or have they got this whole thing down to such a science that that's really not a concern these days?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's much of a concern there. The Cardinals, separate of even this Winter Classic coming, were going to resod their entire field this offseason. So everything had already been pulled out really shortly after the season ended. And then that process of putting down the new grass and the new dirt will begin then once the NHL packs up all of its equipment later this week and rolls out of town. So, you know, the Cardinals here at Busch Stadium the last couple of years have gotten really good at figuring out how to host other events, along with, obviously, you know, using the ballpark for its main purpose, which is to play baseball. But the concerts that they have, the soccer games that they've hosted, and those coming during the season, they've been able to really transform things very quickly. And so with 3 months now to work with in order to get that new grass in place and growing, I think it'll be a pretty seamless effort. And from what I've heard from Cardinals officials, there's no concern that it won't be ready by April 2nd.
And that's great news for everybody involved. And, Jen, I don't know how much of a hockey fan you are, but the one thing that struck me is kind of the reverse symmetry, if you will, between the Blues and the Blackhawks and the Cubs and the Cardinals. Now, obviously, before the Cubs won the whole thing in 2016, you know, for years it was St. Louis garnering, you know, championship after championship, and the Cubs were the long-suffering fan base. But that's flipped in hockey, where it's Chicago They've won 3 Stanley Cups in, I think, a 7-season span. And the St. Louis Blues, despite a number of appearances in the Stanley Cup final, they've never won a cup. So is there as much of an intensity between the Blues and Blackhawks side of things as there is between the Cubs and Cardinals? Is there some parallel there?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, I think the Cubs-Cardinals rivalry is probably still kind of another degree is probably over what we see with the Blackhawks and the Blues. But these are two teams that, as you mentioned, maybe don't have the same Stanley Cup history, but in recent years have been very competitive and have played each other very frequently in the postseason, which is kind of a difference from the baseball rivalry, in which it was, you know, 2 years ago was the first time that the Cubs and Cardinals had ever met in the postseason. So, you know, of course, it was the Blues last year that knocked off the Blackhawks in the playoffs. The year, years prior, it had been the Blackhawks that had stopped the Blues from trying to make their sort of run. But, yeah, I mean, the Blackhawks have the Stanley Cup trophies that the Blues want so much. It was funny. I was listening to Sports Talk Radio after the event, and somebody was asking, you know, what big event now that St. Louis has hosted the Winter Classic, what can we host next? And the consensus was, we want a Stanley Cup final here. I mean, it's really the one thing that this city hasn't been able to enjoy. And amid all the Cardinals' success, I think maybe gets lost how much of a hockey town St. Louis can be. And certainly if this team is able to make a run, whether it's this year or in the coming years, I think would certainly maybe highlight that on a national level to more of a degree than we've seen thus far.
Yeah, I mean, they're a popular pick every single season to, you know, not only reach the final, but finally win a Stanley Cup, which they've never done. Maybe this is the year when you got a guy like Vladimir Tarasenko wearing your sweater. You know, you certainly can't count out the St. Louis Blues. Maybe 2017 is the year they get that done. To kind of wrap up the Winter Classic discussion, I know that Blues goalie Carter Hutton, he didn't play in the game. Jake Allen got the start and he got the win. But explain how Hutton, he got a rather awesome gift in the mail from one of the greatest baseball players to ever live. Kind of take us through that.
Yeah, so Carter Hutton, as you mentioned, though he didn't play in the game, he did have a mask, a goalie's mask, designed specifically for this game. And if you look at the image of the mask, he really brought the Blues and the Cardinals together. He had an image on his mask of Ozzie Smith doing a backflip. He also had an image of Stan the Man Musial, obviously the greatest Cardinal ever to play here in St. Louis. That image made its way to the Musial family. They were so moved and touched by it that they actually sent Carter Hutton a Stan Musial signed baseball, which he found in his locker, which was obviously in the Cardinals clubhouse for the game the day before the Winter Classic. So even though Carter Hutton didn't get the memories of playing in the Winter Classic, he was smiling from ear to ear going home with a Stan Musial autographed baseball. Again, really just kind of a symbolism of all that these two organizations did to come together for this. There were other Blues players that took advantage of being in Busch Stadium and went to take a little batting practice in the indoor cages. They really embraced the opportunity to kind of step in another athlete's shoes for a day. But I would say that Carter Hutton with that same usual autographed baseball probably made out the best of everyone.
Yeah, I think no matter what he got for Christmas, a Stan Musial autographed ball would trump everything. So not a bad day for Carter Hutton, despite not playing, to get that as a gift. Like I said, not a bad day at all. Jen, just to wrap up here, some actual baseball talk. Gee, what do you know? Matt Carpenter was offered a spot on Team USA for the upcoming World Baseball Classic, which is coming up in March. But as far as I know, he has yet to give a response. Do you think we're going to see him suit up for the Stars and Stripes? And when do you think he's going to make that decision?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I wouldn't be surprised if this decision is going to come down to playing time. And, you know, we have to remember that the players that are participating in the World Baseball Classic are also, you know, simultaneously trying to get ready for the season, and it's no secret that Matt Carpenter is a big piece on this Cardinals team, and he realizes that. So, I mean, if you look at the players that have already committed to Team USA, and you see some of those infield spots lining out, I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Carpenter is in discussions with Team USA, just asking, you know, how much would I play? Where would I play? I think what makes him a really appealing pick for the club is his versatility. I mean, this is a guy last year we saw make 40-plus starts at first base, at second base, and at third base. He could fill in as a corner outfielder if needed, puts together a very professional at-bat. So there's a lot of reasons why Team USA would want him to participate, but I think Matt Carpenter wants to make sure that he'd be able to get a sufficient number of at-bats that he's not going to end up feeling like he was shortchanged getting ready for the season. But I would think a decision in that is coming soon. We expect to see Matt Carpenter here in St. Louis in about 10 days for the Cardinals winter warm-up, and certainly he'll be asked at that time, and I would bet that he'll probably have a decision made by then.
It's a tough balancing act. I know a lot of guys want to represent their countries and play in a special event that comes around only once every 4 years, you know, a la the Olympics. But at the same time, you are under contract to your team. You want to prepare for your team and, you know, to get into spring training and to get acquainted with your new teammate, Dexter Fowler, to have that two-headed monster at the top of that lineup. That's going to cause a lot of agita for opposing pitching staffs in the NL in 2017. I think we can all agree on that. Jen Langosch, always a pleasure. We'll do it again soon. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.